service boogie. It's a counter service boogie. 9 bed entrees to choose from. The bathroom visit afterwards, not very fun.
Counter service.
Lady in the Ram.
That is my favorite story we've ever published, and it will continue to be till the end of time.
All this talk of names reminds me of a song, Rob. Hello, all you earthlings. I'm not Sunny Eclipse.
Not Sunny, he's not Sunny.
So listen to me, people. I sing while you eat chicken strips.
Chicken strips, eat chicken strips.
Perform in all the lounges and some fake space cruise ships. So hello, MK Terrence. I am not Sunny Eclipse.
Not Sunny, no, he's not Sunny.
This is News Today with WDW News Today. I'm Tom Corliss of WDWNT.com, and you're probably wondering, what am I wearing? Well, as usual, we record this right after we do our live Thursday night show called WDW News Tonight, which is on the WDWNT TV channel, which you can find at WDWNT.tv, by the way. And I did a whole bit where I replaced Sunny Eclipse. So if you want to see me being totally insane, go over to that channel and find out why I wore this. There you go. But in the meantime, please like this video, subscribe, and hit the notifications bell to make sure you never miss the latest from the Disney theme parks around the world. Here now, the news for February 3rd, 2023. It looks like workers are digging a little deeper as they continue to transform Splash Mountain into Tiana's Bayou Adventure. See what I did there? No sooner did guests take their last ride on this beloved attraction last month, but construction workers have descended upon it to begin preparations for the transformation. Scaffolding bridges have been put up at the hairpin turn after the final drop, and construction workers have been observed working on the entrance of the riverboat scene, the final scene of the attraction. From this view, it's also easy to see that the trough the ride vehicles traveled in has been drained and already looks bone dry. Looking up at the top of the final drop, a large black draping has been placed over the top of the track. It's unclear if this might be a safety precaution or something else, but at the bottom of the drop, some of the metal track still remains, but a large section has already been removed. As reported last week, a large hole has been cut in the rockwork. This time, we're not sure if this was the start of the rockwork demolition or an access point to the ride system, but now we can see that the wire meshing has been placed that was placed over the hole. It now extends a couple feet on either side. Likely that'll be new rockwork there. The attraction sign at the entrance, along with the lightning lane and standby entrance signs for Splash Mountain, are still visible over the walls. Meanwhile, the statue of Brer Bear and Brer Rabbit, also of Brer Fox, is still standing. You can't see Brer Fox because he's low on the statue, but they're still there, at least for now. It won't be long before the last of Splash Mountain signs and decor disappears. If you're looking to get one last look at the classic attraction, I would go very soon. Brief inspection of the previous queue showed that the charming birdhouses hanging from the trees are no longer present, as well the Brer Fox wanted sign has been removed from the queue as well. It also looks like workers were busy taking apart the inside of the existing queue. Tiana's Bayou Adventure, of course, will open in late 2024. It's still Splash still open at Disneyland. Rumor is until May. If you watch Disneyland News Today here on the channel, you already knew that. But also Tokyo Disneyland, it's set to remain for the indefinite future. No replacement in sight. Plan doesn't mean it's not going to happen, but two Splash Mountains still hanging on. Disney has announced the full lineup for this year's Garden Rocks concert series at the 2023 Epcot International Flower and Garden Festival. Here's the schedule. March 3rd and 4th will be Journey, former lead vocalist Steve Aguirre. March 5th and 6th is Daughtry. March 10th through 11th is Tommy DiCarlo. March 12th and 13th is Smash Mouth. March 17th and 18th, Mike Del Judas. March 19th and 20th, the Blue Oyster Cult. That's new. Bring out your cowbell, everybody. March 24th and 25th, Berlin. March 26th and 27th, the Pointer Sisters. March 31st is Luis Figueroa. April 1st and 2nd is Piso 21. I'm not familiar with that one. That's a new one. April 3rd, to be decided. April 7th and 8th is Starship featuring Mickey Thomas. April 9th and 10th is Don Felder, formerly of the Eagles. April 16th and 17th is Switchfoot, which is new. April 21st and 22nd, A Flock of Seagulls. April 23rd and 24th, Joe D. Messina. April 28th and 29th, Ambrosia with Peter Beckett, the voice of Player. April 30th, May 1st is Cool in the Gang. May 5th through the 8th, Herman's Hermits, starring Peter Noon. May 12th to the 15th, The Orchestra, starring former members of ELO. May 19th and 20th, A.J. Croce, labeled as Croce Plays Croce. That's not confusing. That's a new one. May 21st to the 22nd is Casting Crowns. May 26th and 27th, Jason Scheff, longtime lead singer of Chicago. May 28th to 29th, Rick Springfield. June 2nd to the 5th, The Plain White Tees. June 9th and 10th is The Spinners. June 11th to the 12th, The Commodores. June 16th and 17th, Vertical Horizon. Don't get excited. It's not Horizons, kids. June 18th and 19th, Tony Orlando. June 23rd to 26th, Simple Plan. June 30th and July 1st, Living Color. I need to go hear them play Cult of Personality. I'm sure they will. And July 2nd and 3rd, Wang Chung. Everybody Wang Chung tonight. Disney has announced details as well about the dining packages that will be available for the Garden Rocks concert lineup. A Garden Rocks dining package includes the following: a meal at a participating restaurant. Spice Road table will include two small plates, a shared dessert platter, and a non-alcoholic beverage, though. It's a little different there. All other participating restaurants include an appetizer, entree, and dessert, or one full buffet or family-style meal where applicable, and as well as a non-alcoholic beverage. You get one guaranteed seat per person to one Garden Rocks concert on the same day. Here's the list of participating restaurants and their pricing. The Akershus Royal Banquet Hall is $74 per adult, $48 per child. Beer Garden, $60 per adult, $34 per child. Coral Reef, $69 per adult, $27 for kids. Garden Grill, $66 adults, $43 children. Le Cellier is $95 per adult and $36 per child. Regal Eagle Smokehouse, yeah, that's a counter service, by the way. That's $35 per adult, $20 per child. Rose and Crown, $59 per adult, $25 per child. And Spice Road Table, $47 per adult, $20 per child. Several surprise limited-time meet-and-greets began at Disney's Hollywood Studios on February 1st, reportedly many for Valentine's Day season. We first showed you Max Goof appearing in his Powerline costume on Grand Avenue. As well, you can find Max's dad, Goofy, greeting guests nearby at the Star Wars Galaxy's Edge entrance in his usual outfit plus Hawaiian shirt. At the hub of Hollywood Studios, you'll find Edna Mode rotating with Frozone. Mr. Incredible and Elastigirl were greeting guests next to Echo Lake. And notice that the PhotoPass photographers with them are in their new green costumes, by the way. Clarice will also apparently be appearing with Chip and Dale on the lawn outside the Brown Derby. All these character readings again start on February 1st with Goofy, Chip and Dale, and Clarice reportedly appearing through Valentine's Day on February 14th. Edna, Frozone, Mr. Incredible, Elastigirl, and Max's Powerline will continue to greet guests past February 14th and into the foreseeable future. That's right. For the first time ever, the Powerline costume is a permanent meet and greet, by the way, which is something like even Disneyland and Disneyland Paris didn't have the bravery to instate, even though they had the costumes there. So kudos to Disney World. This is great. I think it's great to have some different characters to meet. When I was a kid, not even when I was a kid, even into my teenage years, you could meet so many different characters at Disney World. And we used to do the autograph book a lot. And I remember there was a trip where we did like 125 to 150 different characters. You can't even get close to that anymore. So I think it's great that they're diversifying the character meet and greet list a bit, adding characters that you can't currently meet at any other park, with Max's Powerline, The Incredibles, whatever the case may be. We need more character diversity. There needs to be more characters to meet, not just Mickey and the gang in different costumes. Don't get me wrong, I love them, and that's great. But we need more different characters from different things. So this is a good start, and I hope this is the beginning of something that happens at all the Disney World parks. This program is brought to you by our official travel agent sponsor, The Vacationeer, the engineers of your next magical vacation. Sit back and let their team of vacation planning experts craft your family's next magical Disney trip. The best part is their services are free. Visit wdwnt.travel for details. Two new rugs adorn the lobby of the Great Ceremonial House at Disney's Polynesian Village Resort. Not all the old rugs have been replaced yet, but the new ones are in the front left corner near Boutique. They're more blue in color than the old rugs with large leaf and flower designs. This looks a lot like some of the accents and stuff that were added to the rooms when they did the remodel. They have an artificial weathering to them. The orange flowers pop below the wicker chairs with the orange seats. And nearby, you see an old rug, which is more red and brown than the new ones. It's made up of diamonds and stripe designs, that old rug. This is pretty typical of whenever Vacation Club is added to a resort. That being said, obviously, they already added DVC to the Polynesian several years ago. But now that they're bringing in another new wing, this is all part of that, right? The update to Kona, more remodeling work on the lobby, all this little stuff. It's something that always seems to happen. And I'm not surprised, again, given that blue pattern that's on those new rugs does look a lot like the stuff in the Moana rooms. So not surprising. Last month, we reported that construction had moved to the Sugarloaf building at Disney's Grand Floridian Resort and Spa as the resort continues to be updated. Sugarloaf is the latest building to be refurbished after Big Pine Key and Boca Chica both reopened. The walkway beyond the pool entrance is blocked off now, and several A-frame signs help direct guests around the construction sites. The boat launch of the Magic Kingdom is accessible down the sidewalk past Big Pine Key. To reach the boat launch, guests walk next to this line of construction walls and basically through a construction site that's not in some ways obstructed by walls. The walls keep guests out of the dangerous areas, but construction materials are staged on the grass next to the sidewalk, so you're still in kind of in a construction zone. We walked past fencing and planks of wood. Guests also walk past Narcoossee's, which is currently being remodeled. It's rare that guests are forced to walk this close to active construction, but it's the only way to get them to the boat dock, I guess. This is more than just a staging ground, as crew members were actively working on the other side of the temporary fencing we walked by, and there are several cinder blocks and stacks near the boat launch as well. The fencing leads guests all the way to the dock on the other side of Narcoossee's. Again, all of this part of the remodel of the Grand Floridian. They did the first block of rooms, which are DVC, even though the new rooms in all the buildings are identical. They're not real DVC rooms. But nonetheless, again, the lobby refurbishment is coming. We've heard May is when the lobby is going to close. So go say your goodbyes. I took my parents, actually, because we stayed at the Grand a lot when I was a kid, not because we could afford to stay there. I had other family that was nice enough to take us. We were not. Growing up in the Bronx, we were not rich people. But I took my parents to sort of say goodbye to the lobby in December. I don't know when they're going to be back in Orlando because we love that lobby. The big bird cage, the marble, the big ceiling lights, everything. I've always loved that lobby. And I am concerned for what it's going to look like. I do think some work is needed, but I'm just given the last couple of resorts, I'm concerned. I'm concerned about them sucking the theme and sort of the character out of the hotel, especially after seeing Carousel Coffee and what's going on at the boardwalk. I just concerned. But let us know in the comments how you feel. I know some people think the lobby of the Grand could use an update. It's a little, maybe feels a little old, a little stuck up, maybe a little snooty. We'll see what happens. But I'm worried. Let me know if you are in the comments. Today's show is brought to you by the DVC Rental Store, a World of DVC company. It's the absolute best way to stay at a deluxe resort at a fraction of the price, as rooms of all types are discounted up to 65%. DVC Rental Store has the largest member inventory for points, and they are the number one DVC rental company in the United States. You can check real-time room availability for free while other companies make you put a down payment just to do that. They even have a cancellation policy and low down payment once you decide to book, so you don't have to worry about anything. Also, Disney Vacation Club members who sell get paid the most, up to $18 per point. Head on over to DVCRentalStore.com today. I'm so happy to have them as a sponsor. What's funny is this is one of the companies we used the most when we were doing, many of you may remember, after the reopening of Walt Disney World, people were reselling their DVC points at really low rates, and we thought it was a great time to go film a bunch of room tours and stay on all the rooms on property we'd never stayed in. And this is one of the companies we used, and we had a phenomenal experience with them, which is why the second they approached us for a sponsorship, I said, We've used them and every experience was great. Absolutely, I would love to have them. So I love having sponsors on the show that we've actually used and we know you guys will have a great experience with. So if you want to do what we did and try to stay at these amazing rooms at least some fraction of the cost, this is the way to go. I can't endorse them enough. We had every time we were, and we did it several times, many times, we went through them to get those rooms booked. So highly recommended. Disney Cruise Line has announced the return of Pixar Day at Sea and Marvel Day at Sea in 2024 due to their immense popularity. Select sailings for Pixar Day at Sea and Marvel Day at Sea will occur from January to early March, departing from Florida ports. Pixar Day at Sea's seven-night Eastern Caribbean cruise from Port Canaveral will take place on the Disney Fantasy January 6th to the 13th, the 20th to the 27th, February 3rd to the 10th, February 17th to the 24th, and March 2nd to the 9th. The Pixar Day at Sea seven-night Western Caribbean cruise from Port Canaveral on the Fantasy is January 13th to the 20th, January 27th to February 3rd, February 10th to the 17th, February 24th to March 2nd as well. Marvel Day at Sea, the five-night Western Caribbean cruise from Fort Lauderdale will be January 7th to the 12th on the Dream. These are all on the Dream, by the way. January 21st to the 26th, February 4th to the 9th, the 18th to the 23rd, and March 3rd through the 8th. Marvel Day at Sea's five-night Western Caribbean cruises from Fort Lauderdale, again on the Dream, will take place January 12th to the 17th, the 26th to the 31st, February 9th through the 14th, February 23rd to the 27th, and March 8th through the 13th. Note that for 2023, Marvel Day at Sea sailings departures were from Miami. In 2024, there again are Fort Lauderdale. Disney Cruise Line Pixar Day at Sea debuted on sailings last month and introduced Edna Mode and Mrs. Incredible and other Incredibles face characters for the first time. Made a lot of news. For the absolute latest on these stories and all that didn't make it into today's show, be sure to check WDWNT.com and follow us on all your favorite social media platforms. You can support the entire team behind this show and others by joining the WDWNT Inner Globe Society at patreon.com/WDWNT. Get access to exclusive content, discounted show and event tickets, and more. Special shout out to all of our Wigs members that make the show happen every week and also paid for this ridiculous suit. For the worldwide leader in Disney Parks news, this is Tom Corliss saying enjoy the rest of your today. Have a great, big, beautiful tomorrow.
From WDWNT-TV, this is Park Center. Join us each week for news and discussion topics from the Disney and Universal theme parks around the world. We cover the stories in a quick, concise, and fun format, and then our panel breaks down and debates some of the biggest issues and what they mean for us, the parks fans. From the latest announcements to openings and delays to scandals and snacks and merchandise and more, we'll cover it all in 90 minutes. Join us live every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern on YouTube at WDWNT-TV or watch episodes on demand anytime. You can also subscribe to the audio version of the show on your favorite podcast app.